The word ritual originally came from religion. Apparently, the first time the term was used was way back in the 16th century in England, and it meant the prescribed order of performing religious services. So the purpose of it was to provide a set of instructions that help people connect with God or some kind of higher power. Now, in this episode of the Stress Less Living podcast, we're not going to be looking at how to use rituals for religious means, unless, of course, you want to. We're going to be looking at how to use them to become more productive, more efficient, to lower stress, and ultimately to help you get more of the things that you want from life. Hey there, and welcome to the Stress Less Living podcast. My name is Stephen Burns, and I've been a practicing coach, trainer, and hypnotherapist for 25 years. And one of my big passions is to help busy working professionals like you create more calm and balance in your life through mindset, meditation, and mindfulness. Each week, I'll share easily digestible, bite-sized ideas that you can immediately put into practice so that you can live a more harmonious and balanced life. On this podcast, you can expect mindset advice, strategies for dealing with big modern-day problems like stress, overwhelm, burnout, perfectionism, and procrastination, and also insights into tools like meditation and mindfulness. So if you're looking for the perfect antidote for the chaos of modern life, my friend, you are absolutely in the right place. So let's get started. And today we're going to be taking a look at how to use power rituals to reduce stress and increase productivity and effectiveness. Because we live in a world where multiple sources are vying for our attention all at the one time. So it does become difficult to concentrate, to get high quality of work done, and to focus on the things that really matter. So we have to have a way that allows us to become more focused, less distracted and overwhelmed, so that we can live a more stressless and fulfilling life. So first of all, what actually is a ritual? Well, it's something that we do regularly that eventually becomes a habit. And when something becomes a habit, it becomes automatic and we don't have to think about it. And what I'd like to talk about in today's episode is I want to take a look at two different types of rituals, and they're both as important as each other. We're going to look at morning rituals and evening rituals. And the reason why I call these power rituals is because they empower you. They take you into a good place so that you can focus, concentrate, get high quality of work done, and, as is the case with evening rituals, allow you to smoothly go from work mode into free time mode at the end of your day. So before we get to that though, I'd like to just back up a little bit and take a look at why morning and evening rituals are so important. And there's lots of reasons, but the main reason is because of a psychological principle called priming. So priming is the idea that whatever you do in the run-up before an event will carry over into the event itself. So a classic example, say you've had a stressful day at work. Usually the stress doesn't end the second that you clock out of your work or your office, wherever you do what you do. It usually carries over into your evening, and it could potentially negatively affect your personal life. Maybe you come home stressed, you can't really concentrate, you struggle to sleep, or you have an argument with your partner because you're in a bad mood, something like that. To give you a funny example of this, so around about 7 years ago, my dad manipulated me into starting running. So just to give you some context, my dad is a very good runner. He's in his 70s, but he still runs many miles during the week. And to paint a picture for you, so 7 years ago, this was Christmas Eve, and we'd had a few glasses of wine. We were a little bit tipsy, but we were in the mood. It was feeling pretty good. And my dad suddenly started to get a little bit emotional. And he said to me, "Son, this coming year, it's my 65th birthday. I'm going to be running this race in the local town. It's a 10K race. I would love it if you, my son," I'm exaggerating for artistic effect here, of course, "but I would love it if you could run this race with me on my 65th birthday." Now, at the time, I didn't really think too much about that. But then the next day, on Christmas Day, have a guess what he bought me for a Christmas present. I'm sure you probably guessed it. It was an expensive pair of running shoes. So in that moment, I had to start running. He had basically boxed me in. And the reason why it was so powerful was because he had primed me. If he'd have just bought me a pair of running shoes, it would be totally random. I wouldn't understand why he did that. But because he had that conversation with me the evening before, then it did have an effect on me. And guess what? I started running, and it was actually a really good decision as well. But this is an example of priming. If you watch stand-up comedians, they also do something similar. What makes a joke funny is actually not really the punchline. It's the setup. It's what they do prior to the punchline. So this is priming, and to go back to morning and evening rituals, the reason why they're so important is because you're using them to prime your mind and body for greater success, more productivity, more focus, more happiness and well-being. So with morning rituals, what you're essentially looking to do, if we start there, is you're looking to prime yourself to get the most out of your day. Because a lot of the time when we get stressed, especially if we wake up stressed, we can allow ourselves to get pulled into the chaos of day-to-day life. And often what we do is we blame the outside world, don't we? Or we often do. We blame our job or our boss or our partner or our lack of time or whatever. And hey, the world does have a case to answer for. There's no doubt about it. But a lot of the time, when we get into a good mental state first, we become a lot less susceptible to that chaos. It's kind of like we become the eye within the storm. We just become much more focused, much more calm, and we tend to focus on the things that really matter to us. With evening rituals, though, it's all about priming yourself so that you can enjoy your downtime more, so that you can switch effortlessly from work mode into free time mode. Hey, so many people struggle to switch off. I don't know if you're the same. It's one of the big challenges that many people have, especially with work-life balance. They just don't know how to switch their mind off at the end of the day. They bring too much of the day into the evening. So by doing an evening ritual, you're priming your mind and body for relaxation, to disconnect, so that you can be present, enjoy your evening, whatever it is that you're doing. So that's the main reason why you want to include rituals in your life. There is another reason, though, and that is that it creates efficiency. And I alluded to this earlier on in the podcast, that anytime you ritualize something and you do it over and over again, it becomes a habit, doesn't it? Something that we do automatically. And anything we do automatically will be much more efficient in comparison to trying to think out all the steps before you do them each time you do it. And that's the whole point of habits, isn't it? To create efficiency. Just imagine you had to plan out every conscious thing that you did in your world, like eating or walking or talking. It would be exhausting, wouldn't it? You wouldn't be able to function. So we need to be able to put things into autopilot so that we can free up our mind, our body, our energy to focus on other things. And that is essentially what you're doing when you're creating these effective power rituals. And the third and final reason why it's important to have morning and evening rituals is that it creates consistency. So consistency, let's be honest here, is one of these really annoying keys to success in pretty much any walk of life. When we create good habits, good rituals, what we're doing is we're actually creating strategies that allow us to be consistent. So if you have a way of getting yourself energized and focused in the morning, and if you have a way of allowing yourself to, you know, switch from work mode to free time mode in the evening, and you don't have to think about it much, then you can get into that good place, like I said, really quickly and efficiently, but you can do it consistently every day potentially of your life. So it kind of becomes like a positive trigger for you. I think there's a lot of talk about negative triggers. What we're doing here is you're setting up a positive trigger. So you're a busy person, you have a demanding job or a hectic lifestyle, and you've heard that meditation is a great way to reduce stress and create calm within the chaos that is your life. But you've tried meditation a few times, maybe with an app or from a book or a YouTube video, and it's just not really worked for you. And you've maybe jumped to the conclusion that meditation isn't for you. Well, if that's the case, I just want to say that it's most likely not your fault. A lot of the time when meditation doesn't really work that well, it's because you're missing a couple of key steps. And if you want to learn what those key steps are and some of the fundamentals of meditation, then I have a free video training that you can enroll on. If you want to check that out, I've included a link to it in the show notes and all the information that you need. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty, the how-to when it comes to creating morning and evening rituals. So let's take each of them one by one because they both have different purposes. So first of all, let's look at morning rituals. So if you recall, they are designed to prime your mind and body so that you can get the very most out of your day. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you what you should or shouldn't be doing for your morning ritual, but however you do it, you want it to include two different elements. First of all, it should create energy, and secondly, it should create focus. So it doesn't matter what you do in your rituals, you can do a silly dance if you like, if that works for you. If it includes both of these elements, then it's going to work pretty well. So first of all, energy. You want to feel energized so that that then carries over into your working day. I don't know about you, but I don't always bounce out of bed and feel totally energized first thing. In fact, if I'm being honest, most of the time it's the opposite. So if I don't do something to get myself energized, then that sluggishness tends to creep into my day. I'm much less effective and I'm much more likely to get pulled into the stresses and strains of life. So what I do is I have a process. I have a morning ritual. So mine, and I'm sure yours is going to be different, but I get up and then I go upstairs. I live in an upside down house. I grab a green juice. So this is like a powder format. So it's like super healthy. I put a slice of lemon in it and I take it down to the shower and I drink that while I'm in the shower. I know it sounds weird. Please don't judge me. Then at the end of the shower, what I'll do is I'll turn the dial to freezing cold for at least 60 seconds. So this is taken from the Wim Hof methods, you know, crazy Dutch yogi. If you want to do that, please research it. Please do that safe. But what it does do is it starts to kick in my energy cells. It starts to wake me up. Then I'll go upstairs, I'll have my breakfast, and then I'll do a very quick physical practice. This might sound like it takes a long time, but it doesn't. It literally only takes about 5 minutes. So what I do is I engage in something called a power pose. Now, this is going to sound weird, but please stick with me. So this is taken from the work of Amy Cuddy. So she has an amazing TED talk. I think it's called Power Poses, but I will link to it in the show notes. And what she says is that if you stand in a certain posture using your physiology, then you'll begin to activate different chemicals inside your body. It will have a positive effect on your neurology. And one of the poses that she suggests is the Superman or the Superwoman pose. So this is just like you are Superman or Superwoman. You have, you know, your hands rested on your hips and you're standing in a very powerful position. If you want to do a Google search for the image, then check it out. And if you stand in a position like this for around about 5 minutes, you'll start to feel more energized. You'll actually start to feel more powerful and confident too. So I actually even take this to another level. I walk back and forward in my living room in this really powerful pose for around about 5 minutes. Again, I know it sounds super weird, but I close the blinds. No one can see. If you do this, just make sure that your neighbours don't peer in and wonder what you're up to. But after those 5 minutes, I'm starting to feel really, really good, super energised and ready for my day. And that's when I then move on to the second part of a morning ritual, and that is creating focus. So this is where I look to set an intention for the day. If you don't do this, then it can be super easy to get pulled into all of the multiple different distractions that are vying for your attention at any given point in time. WhatsApp messages, text messages, emails, you know, social media influencers, apps, you name it, the list goes on and on. So what I do is, now I usually have a to-do list written the night before. You don't have to do this with a to-do list, but that's just the way that it works for me. I also have one at the start of the week. But the question I ask myself when I'm setting an intention to create focus is this one here. What is the most important thing or things that I need to progress today? And that then just allows me to focus in on the most important areas that I need to concentrate on. Like I said, if I don't do that, I'm just going to get pulled into the hurricane of modern life like some sort of, you know, powerless fragment. So what this does is it just brings your goals a little bit more to the forefront. And another question I like to ask is, why is this important? And this is important because when you ask why, you start to tap into the motivation behind your goals or the motivation behind the tasks that you're looking to complete. And that gives you fuel. That gives you energy. So again, it fits in quite nicely to that first step of the morning ritual where you're looking to create energy. And then I'll just take a few moments just to think about these inside my imagination. Doesn't have to be anything big. Sometimes I'll even do it when I'm driving down to my office. And by the time I get to my office, I'm just fully focused, energized, and I'm good to go. So that's the morning ritual. How do you then do an evening ritual? Well, if you recall, the evening ritual serves a different purpose. The morning one is about creating energy and focus. The evening one, though, is about the opposite energy. It's more about letting go. So again, there are two things that you want to include in your evening ritual, however you want to do it. The first is you want to use it to create closure for your day. You're looking to disconnect. You don't want to be thinking about all of the various different projects that you're involved in, all of the emails and the unfinished tasks when you're in your evening activities. You want to just leave all that behind so that you can enjoy your free time. And the second thing you're looking to do is you're looking to create relaxation and a feeling of letting go so that you can enjoy your downtime and get that high quality rest you need. So how do you do that? Well, for me, what I do is I have a closing down ritual at the end of the day. So I'll spend maybe 15 or 20 minutes just addressing any emails that I've maybe missed during the day. Then I'll close down all of the files on my MacBook. And then what I do is I'll make a list of tasks and projects that are ongoing. So things that I am progressing, but I've not yet completed. And then I'll also make a list of tasks that I have completed during that day. And then what I'll do is I'll look at the first list, the tasks that are ongoing but not yet completed, and I'll acknowledge the progress that I've made, the milestones that I've reached. And what this does is it just kind of gives you a mini sense of closure. You're not going to close the task off completely because it's still ongoing, but it just makes you feel like you have progressed so that you don't have these open loops or open thoughts floating about inside your mind. And then I'll take a look at the other list, the tasks that have been complete, and I'll acknowledge the sense of completion. This is really important. Usually when we keep on thinking about our day when we go into the evening, it's because we feel like something is incomplete. And when we have an open loop like that, it kind of drives the brain a little bit nuts and it tries to complete it by providing us with ruminating thoughts so that we can create that sense of closure. It's basically what's called the Netflix effect. You know, when you watch a box set on Netflix and they always finish with a cliffhanger. What they're doing is they're opening up a loop and it makes you think about the next episode, what it could be. So it's kind of the same thing. So we have to close down the loops inside our mind. So acknowledge the progress, the milestones that we've reached, and also the sense of completion in the tasks that have been finished. So that's one part that I do at the end of the day. And again, it sounds like this might take a long time, but trust me, it doesn't. You can get it down to 5 to 10 minutes if you're very quick with this. The second thing I like to do, and I don't always do this every night, but I try to do it as much as I possibly can, and that is meditation. Meditation is one of my favourite ways to let go of the stresses of the day, but also to enhance things like focus, concentration, and overall levels of happiness. Now, if you don't know how to meditate or you'd like a little bit of help with this, then I do have a free audio meditation called Banish Stress. I'll include a link to that in the show notes. It's completely free for podcast listeners. You can check that out if you like. But other forms of relaxation could involve exercise. I know some people like to use exercise to energize themselves and they do it in the morning at like 6 a.m. That doesn't work for me. For me, exercise is more of a relaxing activity. So I would do that more as a closing down ritual, but whatever works for you. Other things you can do is go for a walk in nature. Maybe you do a forest bath, or maybe you just go and socialize with friends if you're more of an extrovert. Or maybe you like to dance. I like to do Latin dancing. I love to go to a dance class at the end of the day. It helps me let go, disconnect, and it's a lovely way to bookend my day. So that's how you do evening rituals. You want it to include two things, create closure, and secondly, some form of relaxation. And again, however you do it is entirely up to you, but you want it to include these two elements. So there you have it, how to use power rituals to get the very most out of your day. Let's do a quick recap. So first of all, the reason why you want to have power rituals in your life is it helps you prime yourself for better performance. But also what it does is it creates efficiency. Anytime we habitualize something, then it becomes second nature. It becomes something automatic, something we just do. And thirdly, it also helps you create consistency. It's one of these annoying keys to life. We have to consistently perform up to a certain level in order to accomplish any goal that's meaningful. So what you're doing with rituals is you're creating strategies that allow you to create consistent results. And what you're looking to do is you're looking to include two different types of rituals in your life. First of all, the power morning ritual. And that's all about creating energy and focus. And secondly, you also want to have an evening ritual as well. And this is about aiming a different type of energy at your experience of life. It's about creating closure and also producing relaxation. So however you do both of these, you can do it in your own way, of course, I recommend that. But you want it to include these elements. You won't go wrong if you do. So that's how to incorporate power rituals into your day. If you've enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you could leave me a review and also click follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. It really does help. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.